2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NA Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have some blue sky, a few clouds. It's 96 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms. A special hour on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
There's going to be even more changes when your kids go back to school. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is joining me live now. Kelly, what has the state school board decided so far at its meeting this afternoon?
Jeff, school districts are now officially allowed to delay the start of the school year and can even have fewer days of instruction overall if they meet the minimum education requirements. Although many districts had already made their plans to delay due to the coronavirus. Another change is if you have a student in kindergarten, the entry and exit assessments have been waived. Now, many teachers called into the virtual board meeting today asking them to restrict how often kids can be on campus to keep everyone safe from the virus. The board's in closed session right now, but so far has not really said anything about that. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Okay, thanks, Kelly. We'll continue to watch what they're up to. The health department now says if a student is exposed, no school for 14 days. Coronavirus in the classroom, our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
The health department says they're updating the modified quarantine part in their manual for schools, which originally allowed an exposed kid to go to school if they had no symptoms.
Anytime somebody has close contact with a confirmed case of COVID-19, that means they've been within 6 feet for 15 minutes or more of a confirmed case, that person should spend their entire 14-day quarantine period at home.
State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn. The original guideline was met with a lot of pushback. State Board of Education Superintendent Cindy Dixon says the rule was modeled after what businesses should do.
It did work because as adults and businesses were able to isolate.
But didn't quite translate for schools. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Governor Herbert is setting a new goal when it comes to keeping COVID-19 cases on the decline. He also has strong words for people claiming the state isn't being honest about the recent case numbers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Recently, some people have made online claims that COVID-19 testing has been restricted or even manipulated to make it appear that the daily rate of new cases is going down. Both Governor Gary Herbert and epidemiologist Angela Dunn say those claims are patently false. But even though the state has dropped to a rolling 7-day average of below 500 per day, the governor is setting a new goal of fewer than 400 per day by September 1st.
The governor says researchers have found roughly 70% of the people they observe are wearing masks. He wants that number to go higher. The Department of Health is reporting 587 new coronavirus cases today. It brings the 7-day rolling average for the state of Utah to 449 cases a day. First-time claims for unemployment are down in Utah. Todd Fuchs has the story.
That's right, Jeff. They've dropped 28% over the past couple weeks, and ongoing claims have gone down significantly, too. But KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas reports the state is reminding people that unemployment doesn't last forever.
The state's regular unemployment insurance lasts for 26 weeks, with another 13 weeks paid by the federal government. But the $600 a week subsidy program has now expired. The Department of Workforce Services is planning more job workshops later this month. It says people might have to look for work in areas they hadn't considered before.
And Congress has yet to agree on any new benefits for unemployment insurance. The U.S. State Department lifted its months-long warning for Americans not to fly abroad. But ABC's Andy Field says that might not matter much.
4 months ago, the State Department issued its highest overseas do not travel advisory. It's now lifted, but much of the world's still telling Americans you're not welcome here because the U.S. has some of the highest COVID infection rates. The European Union and UK banning U.S. travel there. Canada and Mexico also restricting American visitors.
A national survey from the Pew Research Center says 69% of adults felt the U.S. reopened too quickly. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Today in Fort Hood, Texas, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy discussed the launch of a new initiative called Project Inclusion. It's meant to address concerns about diversity, sexual harassment, and suicide within the Army's ranks.
Over the past 3 weeks, I have traveled to Poland and Italy, and in both visits, soldiers have asked about this. Vanessa's story has served as a tipping point, where survivors spoke out on social media and shared their own trauma.
This comes after the murder of Vanessa Guillen, a 20-year-old soldier at the base. A local lawmaker calling for more action after an independent review by the Department of Public Safety into the Lauren McCluskey extortion case. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The review found no evidence that former U of U cop Miguel Darris downloaded explicit photos of McCluskey onto his personal phone. It did, however, find reason to believe that he showed the photos to other officers.
We look at sexual assault crimes especially and wonder why they're so underreported, and it's because of actions like this.
Representative Andrew Stoddard says, in his opinion, Darris shouldn't be working as a cop in this state again. And in fact, he recently drafted a bill to prevent officers from sharing a victim's intimate image beyond what's necessary to the investigation. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 405.
Quick check with Ricky Meese. We have emergency traffic, so what's the latest?
It's the closure of Provo Canyon Highway 189 both directions due to a nasty crash at Deer Creek Reservoir in Wasatch County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, there's the latest coming up. Why didn't he call it Shop-a-Doodle or Buy Me or Kachingify? He picked Amazon. The reason why it's called Amazon is coming up in just a moment. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.